couldn't even hardly put any. I was just tripping on the fact that it got in there.
Dude, you caught it at a fuck.
Close. I think it was two more than that. I mean, it was a great
fire.
Great.
I bet you. How could you not? You know what I mean?
At Sam's Club.
All right, so I'm gonna get the Samsung The Wall. 146-inch 2K LED display. I just have to explain to my wife how I spent $106,000 on a TV.
You kid.
Add to cart.
Use cart on fire.
Then maybe I could keep the biggest TV in the friend group for a little while at 146. I don't even think my wall at my house is 146-inch. Welcome back to your favorite Monday at 12 o'clock podcast, Coffee and Ketchup. Here we are with episode 59. 59. Mm. What a number. Mm. You know? I don't know why. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
10 away from my favorite.
Mm.
49. Mm-mm-mm. Being 49.
Of course. It's exactly what I was thinking.
Same.
Nice.
Thanks.
Thank y'all for tuning in. As always, we greatly appreciate you clicking in to listen to us for just a little bit. It really does go a long way. If you haven't already, there's a subscribe button somewhere on your phone or your computer, your tablet. You can just hit that subscribe button for us if you're watching on YouTube, if it's on one of the other streaming platforms. I don't know where it is. I'm only familiar with YouTube. But if you can, just hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Things like that really go a long way to let us know that we're reaching people and doing a good job. So if you can, please do that. Comment down below if you like something this episode. Or just comment a question. We pay attention to comments pretty well, and we're always willing to at least consider answering questions. I had no idea. I saw it. Speaking of comments, I had no idea that Celine used to live in Washington State.
Oh, yeah.
Had no idea. Mm-hmm. No idea. And it is absolutely beautiful up there. We did not get any rain, which is probably why it was so nice. We didn't get any rain for like 4 or 5 days.
That's uncommon.
Very uncommon, mm-hmm. especially in the summer months, I hear. But, yeah, it's beautiful. We're going back again in like 2 weeks. Flying out again on August 8th. Well, theoretically, we're flying out on August 8th. I don't know what kind of cybersecurity things are going to be going on then.
It's crazy, man.
You know, but theoretically, Alaskan Airlines will let us on the – they don't even have doors on their planes. So hopefully we'll be able to get on and just
stay away from the doors where the doors should be. I hear it'll suck you out.
Yeah, so every now and then, apparently, on an Alaskan Airlines, the door will just decide to stop dooring.
That's crazy.
You know?
Those are important. Yeah. And travel.
And that's how you know I'm number three. And poor Shelly as well. Because when Mom went to get us these tickets, you know, she's going in Delta, American. Oh, man, these Alaskans seem to be at a discounted rate. You know what I'm saying?
Could have been Spirit.
It's true. The Alaskan ones seem to be at a discounted rate, I guess, because they don't have a door. They charge a little bit cheaper. Get these for Chris and Shelly. Yep. And there we are. So
don't have a door.
Have you not heard that story?
I guess I haven't.
This is what, like... It's not that long ago, that's for sure. It's probably like 90 days, between three and six months ago. Mm-hmm. Alaskan Airlines taking a flight, door just comes off mid-flight. Huh. Yeah.
So what?
Door is there separating you from the pressure and the wind.
That's not the worst part. What happened after that?
See, that's the thing I was going to say, because if I lived in the vicinity of where the door fell, I'd go out and find me an airplane door, and I would get up under it and be like, this door hit me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My neck, my
for
back.
For sure.
I'm talking about the passengers, not where the door went.
We don't care about the passengers, man.
I'm not even talking.
Let me look.
We're trying to call Ken Nugent.
Because I'm looking for the next step, and it's not getting up under the door.
That's a pretty good idea, I thought. I mean, you would hope that they were buckled in.
But still, though, what happens all of a sudden? He all of a sudden says, okay, we got to land this thing.
We've
door.
Lost three stewards.
This ain't a Jeep with the top off.
Who ordered the Bronco in mid-flight? The Greg Vine special.
But that's the thing. You think about it.
The KT 4Runner up and down the strip in 1989 listening to Bon Jovi.
You're pushing the cart down the center aisle asking, do you Coke, Sprite, juice, coffee? And all of a sudden the door goes? You got to give us more, Chris.
I don't want nothing to
I've
drink.
Got it. I've
I just
want right
I just want to be in the seat when I land.
Listen, I've got it. I've got it right here.
Come on.
So, apparently it happened on January 5th.
6 months ago.
6 months ago.
Give or take.
And this is what it's written as. A panel that plugs a gap left for an extra emergency exit blew off on Alaska Max 9 as it flew 16,000 feet over Oregon on January 5th. So, it wasn't the whole door. It was the panel that is covered up for another door. So, I think it's still door sized.
Yeah. Okay.
So the pilots were able to land safely.
There wasn't air rushing in there then.
No, at 16,000 feet, there's air rushing in.
But you said
at 16,000 feet.
But I'm picturing
you
like,
could have like a pinhole, and your ears are going to start to pop.
But
and
I'm
stuff.
Picturing like you, a cover up, like a brick insert, and then you covered it up with something else that came off. But it's still. But you're saying so? It was a piece of a. I guess I'm still confused. I guess I wish I could see a picture, I guess.
Any images there, Chris, on the story?
Let me see if I can find something.
Because an extra door. I mean, what did they no longer have that extra door there?
Thank God they didn't need that extra door.
It makes you wonder, too. Did anybody
sleep
through
that? I'm sure these pictures
are
gone, too, because apparently Boeing paid out something like $160 million.
Yeah, there was definitely, speaking of the door covering up, there was sounds like there was another cover-up going on with Alaskan Airlines.
So, yeah, I mean, it looked to be...
Makes me wonder if Dog the Bounty Hunter was behind this somehow, being as he'd be hunting bounties
over
there.
So, I mean, it looks to be...
It was Hawaii. He does it in. My bad. Not,
I mean, it looks
Alaska.
To be the door. It's door sized.
I can't see it.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Put on your readers, son.
Yeah. I mean, it looks to be the size of a door.
It's door sized. It's a door sized panel.
Pilot landed. Holy Nobody God. Was injured. Thank goodness.
Could you imagine being sitting right there?
I mean, listen, it's 16,000 feet. It looks like something out of. Y'all ever seen an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Where Leonisa's just like, assume crash positions, and everybody just starts, what a great movie. So,
yeah, that's that. Yeah, that,
yeah, I mean,
that's a
know,
door.
You notice there's no one sitting in that seat right there.
Of
by
course
opening.
There's not
there's
now.
Not anymore. Suck them right on out. They landed in a field in Oregon somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
But you'd think they'd be okay in the seat other than, you know.
If you stay buckled up.
There would probably
sure.
be some extra stuff in the seat as that happened, I would imagine.
Probably. Yeah.
You got to think, though, if the door wasn't secure, was the seat?
That's true. How,
I mean, how someone took a day off.
Are not
someone,
working correctly here.
Someone took a day off.
Yeah, something.
He's got a ratchet.
Something
up,
was
a course.
Miss. Oh, listen, I'm gonna bring a ratchet set on the plane. I'm just bringing a toolkit with me, tighten everything down, to torque it to spec.
Probably not gonna let you do that.
No,
they're gonna tackle you when you get to Atlanta.
He's got a DeWalt ratchet set. Get him. They're so weird about
some
stuff.
Still got the tag on them Home Depot.
Listen, they're weird about some stuff, but then think the stuff you think they would be weird about.
Yeah,
they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're good.
Box but cutter. God forbid it's you good, have buddy. More than a liquid 3-ounce bottle of shampoo, though.
Oh, yeah.
Tackled.
Why?
Cavity search.
Why is that?
I don't
do you know.
It's got to be something for
do?
Like fuel or some sort of like. It has to do. I can only imagine it's got to do something with like explosives.
Okay.
And the content of the ingredients and how much you would need to make a certain size explosion. Okay. So they just, I think across the board, they just say, hey, no liquids.
No lighter.
I don't think
no
you can, you can't carry on anything that size. Because, I mean, Keith flew back beer and wine from out there, and those were not 3-ounce bottles.
That's you know, well, so, you got to think, too,
so it's
got
to be carry-on. It's got to be 3 ounces.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And there was there was a label. You can't judge this.
I can't.
There was a tag on there. That their tagline was "No more tears."
Yes, I remember it. Yes.
Why would they say "No more tears"?
Because if it got in your eyes, it wouldn't burn.
So if another shampoo that does cause tears gets in your eyes, it would what?
Burn.
Okay, so that's why you can't have the shampoo on there. Yes, do it. Can I get to
get to the cockpit?
I can't wait.
Take over the freaking plane. He was flying. With 3 ounces of freaking Head and Shoulders, bro.
He was flying so high, and I just kept waiting for the door panel to blow off, and it finally did.
Who needs the door panel? You've got freaking Pert Plus in your eyes.
You better pick the right airliner. You might be stealing half a plane. You might be hijacking 3/4 of it.
The fact that I'm answering it like it's a game. No tears.
No more tears.
Burn. Come on, Derek. Come on, Derek. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Ozzy, it'll burn. It would burn.
It'll burn.
Am I right? Am I right?
Where are we going with this? Ozzy, no more tears.
He's still locked in from the game night we did.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyways, a couple weeks. We're flying out in the A's.
And so you're sitting by the door. I'm taking that. Dr. Russ put you by the door.
I was told.
Good call.
Vehemently by family, just stay buckled up. Even if the thing goes off, go to the bathroom before you get on. Unless it's an emergency, just stay buckled up.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's what I did. I told you on the way back, I stayed up all night long just to be able to sleep during the flight. Flying is terrible. It's horrible.
I'd rather not. I've done it, but I'd rather not. Of course.
Take off is fun,
especially at 6'5". It's not a lot of fun. I mean, I guess it's, you know, cost benefits. You can travel across the country in like 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like 40-hour drive, I think is what it is.
I don't know. I'm shaking my head agreeing with
you. Sure. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So we fly back out, heading back out there for Kenneth's wedding. Excited for it. Excited to go back. We have much less time this time.
I was going to ask how long you're going to be gone.
We're flying out Thursday evening ish here, so we'll probably land Thursday night, like 10-ish, 10 or 11. Go back to I think we got an Airbnb or whatever. Because we go back to the house, get up, and I mean, Friday's rehearsal dinner, right? Those things still exist.
The wedding is Saturday.
And then the wedding is Saturday. And I'm sure there'll be like a wedding. I don't know what time it is, but there'll be like a wedding, and then I'm sure some sort of party. Or mm-hmm. celebration afterwards, mm-hmm. you know? And then we fly out Sunday at like 10 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty much booked.
I so love that you don't know what time the wedding is. I love that.
Classic.
I just know I'm going to be there.
And typical.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm in it.
That would disturb me.
Really?
I mean, I would want to know. I want to know.
He'd have it planned out, bro. He would know what time he's waking up Saturday morning and what he's doing from the time he wakes up in the Airbnb to the time he's supposed to be at the venue.
See, I have Deborah Russ for that. And she's just going to do it for me.
That's good.
I just need to show up with my pants, shirt, suspenders, bow tie, all that. And then she will make sure that I don't stay up too late, sleep in too much. She will make sure I'm where I need to be, looking how I need to look.
And this between her and Shelly,
especially.
I've already told y'all, this show has made me more aware of how much OCD, mine's, I won't say it's pretty bad, but I've got more of it than what I thought I had, I guess.
Yeah.
The other night I was making my sandwiches, and you know how the bread's like this, and this is the way it's going to be.
Right. Yeah.
So when you take it apart, I want to put it back like that. You follow me?
Let me see the bread again.
It's like that.
What do you cut? Okay, there you go. Put that thumb in. I was wondering how you get that bread to do that little thumb extension.
But if you do it, think about it.
Cut out for
so real slowly, he did like this.
If you do this.
with the utter disappointment.
Let me finish. So you got your bread.
Got it.
And I'm gonna do the thumbs.
Do it. I like it.
So it's like that.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. I'll show you upstairs on some bread.
Brother,
What? If you do that.
If there was ever a take your word yeah. for it
if
moment.
If you do that, uh-huh. it's not exactly the same both ways is what I'm trying to tell you. Because okay. this there's a little bit of a.
There it.
So when I take it out, I do like that. And then I put it back together like that.
Right.
Yeah. I make sure that.
But the correct way is to do it.
No.
Is it not?
No. I'll show you.
I can't wait.
I'm not worried about it. When I made my sandwich this morning, mm-hmm. I took the end piece, not the butt piece, mm-hmm. but like the last regular piece left in a loaf mm-hmm. and another piece mm-hmm. from a new loaf.
Ooh.
The end piece from the first loaf mm-hmm. fit perfectly,
there ain't no way.
Like inside of the crust of that one.
We're living
like
in a simulation.
Literally that different was... size pieces of bread. Didn't care. It's like 3:45 in the morning.
But I'm gonna be honest with you,
eating it today.
I would do that too now.
3:45.
Yeah, dude.
You were going to bed?
No. No, this is the schedule I'm off right now. Because right now, like I said, today we clocked in at 5 and clocked out at 4:30.
Oh, wow.
And to get everything ready, a little bit slowly waking up, I get up at 3:30. Yeah.
I've done that before, so.
That's.
I have like different things.
I've done it at 3.
I have to.
I've gotten up at 3 and had to be at work at 4.
I used to get
I can.
I used to get it. Well, it's a lot different.
I would much rather go in, like I said, I'm glad I'm on second shift. I would much rather go in at 4:30 in the afternoon, about the time the day's over with, get off at like 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. I just feel like there's less missing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I can always get up, you know?
Right.
Doctor's appointment,
right.
Something I need to do. Can always get up and go handle that.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Being at work through – all business hours, and like even like right now, it almost feels like rushing to, it's like need to get to sleep. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Mm-hmm. What time are you going to bed? That's what I was wanting to ask you.
What time is it now?
7:27.
7:27. So probably do at least another 30 minutes here. 8. We'll try to be in. I got to get back, get a shower. Try to be like 9 o'clock.
Is that in bed or is that asleep?
I'll be in bed by 9. Hopefully. Hope to be asleep between 9:30 and 10 at the latest.
Okay.
That'll give me another 5.5 hours.
That's about what I do.
That'll give me 5.5 hours.
It is, really. I'm in bed by 9.
You're in bed by 9, but you made it sound like you get 5.5 hours of sleep.
No.
No. He's definitely asleep later.
I'm sleeping. I'll get up at like 6:15.
So that's what I've been doing. I know the first time I had to do that was last Friday. So Thursday, I got off at like 5, went home, was in bed by probably 8. Laid there for a good little while.
Yeah.
A little bit tough to break into that schedule.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully, especially after today and theoretically, once you start working mm-hmm. during those, you know, 12-hour shifts, it's easier to kind of just go to sleep whenever your head hits the pillow.
I'm sure.
Do you know how many hours of sleep most successful businessmen get?
I don't.
Have you ever heard of this before?
Uh-uh.
I don't.
6.
Huh.
What the hell happened with me? I've been getting like 6 or so since I've been clean.
Your time has come.
Yeah.
Elon gets 6 hours.
I wonder why that is.
And other businessmen that are like real successful, they strive to get no more than 6.
Really?
Sometimes less.
Huh.
And they don't typically sleep late. Huh. Elon gets like 6 hours, going to bed about 3 a.m.
That's what I'm talking about.
He stays up till 3?
Yeah, but you can guarantee he's not up playing college football 25 and
sad for Elon.
Stuff like that. He's building the next rocket ship.
Whatever.
Or designing it. But Elon can do what he wants to do because he's an alien.
That's, sure. I'll go with that. You know?
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
I went to Sam's Club yesterday, and we were going to get some TVs for the house. And I didn't know how wide the back of the truck was going to be. Didn't measure it.
What do you mean the back of the truck?
The back of her.
Please don't tell me you got a TV that fit into that.
Barely.
Did you have to take it out of the box?
Mm-mm. When I tell you there was that much room on both sides.
Oh, I believe it.
Especially with the box. Laying the third row down, of course. Straight flat.
Yeah. Did you let it screen side down or screen side up?
Big.
Like 85?
86.
Damn, man.
Did you put screen down or up?
What's the next up from an 86 and 91?
That's the biggest they had.
No, you have to special order one from Samsung to get it done.
Mm-hmm. So,
listen, I've got a 75 now because you got a 65.
Yeah.
So.
And you had a 65, right?
Mm-hmm. We got a 65 in the bedroom.
You had a
75
in the
living room.
What did you have in the living room, though, first?
65.
Then I got a 65.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I got to get bigger.
It wasn't quite like that. I came across an opportunity to
come
get
on,
one.
Chris. I remember.
But it never stopped eating at me
until I did.
You know?
Yeah.
But like now this one, I'm in a spot today where, yeah, I'll just.
This thing is ungodly big.
So how big was the one I measured for you yesterday?
50 something.
58.
Do you have a smaller one to play games on?
No. That was the purpose of getting the big one was because football season's about to start, and that one's going to be like in the room that's like designated for like hanging out, game time, and all that kind of stuff. So smaller ones in it, you know, in the living room, in the bedroom. But that thing is massive, and she of course like measured it off. With her steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like Googling how.
Oh, this isn't bad at all.
How wide the back of. That's it, bro. I mean, there's no room. You couldn't even hardly put any. I was just tripping on the fact that it got in there.
Dude, you caught it at a.
Close. I think it was two more than that. I mean, it was a great fire.
I bet you. How could you not? You know what I mean?
At Sam's Club.
All right, so I'm gonna get the Samsung The Wall, 146 inch 2K LED display. I just have to explain to my wife how I spent $106,000 on a TV.
You kid.
Add to cart.
Use card on
then
fire.
Maybe I could keep the biggest TV in the friend group for a little while at 146. I don't even think my wall at my house is 146 inches. It's so crazy to me how cheap TVs have gotten, or how at least reasonable. I'm not gonna say cheap. But you know, back in the day when you got a 40 inch flat screen, $1,200, you know. Now this Samsung right here is $3,700 for a 98.
Listen, when I put that thing on the car,
$2,000 for a 98?
When I lowered it onto the cart,
mm-hmm,
and seen how big it really was, like, because you got to think, when it's sitting up there amongst its little brothers, it's really nothing in comparison to, because it's beside all these other, like, 85s, you know, as it goes on down. And I used to really, truly, like, I'm not even kidding, like, a 55, like, when I first got my place, several years ago in Bleckley County, like, I think I had two 55s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sounds about wow, right. This is awesome.
It's so sick.
And I was like, man, this is awesome. And I'm playing, you know. Sick. I'm, bro, let's be honest. I'm playing the Xbox 360.
I remember.
A 55.
Yeah.
With COVID, thinking I'd hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
And then, like, saved up for a while to get that 65 from Walmart. And then thought, I can remember, like, unboxing that thing, yeah, being like, I have arrived.
Yeah.
This is great. And I think at that point in time, I had I gotten the one at that time?
Yeah. By the time you got a 65, you had the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
because I think that was part of the wanting to save for and
play.
It is
with, like, you had the one.
Right. Okay, you got the one. Right, it was on, right, the 55.
That's right.
And you were like, you, yep, know, let's get,
yep,
it.
Yep. And, yeah, so we did that, and then you know, when I was here, I had a 65,
mm-hmm,
and it, and then, but to go from that, from looking at that 85, and to walk around like 2 hours over and look at the 65s, it, yeah, was like,
it's
massive,
it's
difference.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
And so when I've got that 85 on the cart or 86 on the cart, and I'm pushing out, I'm starting to kind of feel like, dang, bro, you really didn't need to do all that.
Yes, you did.
You're a little extra. So we're like at the register, like waiting to go so that we can scan, because we got that in 65. And I was like, am I being a little bit extra? And she's like,
yeah, but it's okay.
She was like, I don't know. So, yeah, I felt a little like, maybe did I really need to do that?
No.
But I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends on who you ask. You,
yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
If you're asking like an accountant, probably not.
Yeah, dumb move.
If you're asking me,
absolutely. Good move.
No question.
Absolute good move.
So yeah. I can kind of relate to you.
No, you have got knobs on your TV upstairs, Darren. You've got a Wii and a VCR hooked up to it.
In a similar way is what I'm saying. So I've got an air fryer. But I also have a fryer that uses oil.
Gotcha.
So it's rather old. It's about this big. So I got to thinking, I was like, I'm fixing to upgrade. So I went to Walmart and was like, you know, this is a big one. So I looked at it last weekend, and then I looked at it again this weekend, and this one was like this big. Bigger basket, the whole nine yards. I was like, I got to get that. I need that in my life.
Absolutely.
$45 later.
Treat yourself. $45. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's all right, man.
Oh, I was glad.
You could have went up a couple more decimal points, but
I bought the canola oil the week before leading up to this purchase.
But I
need to sleep on it for a week.
And
needed to get paid.
Well, you didn't make us nothing fried today when we got here.
No, but it's coming, though. I have washed it out. You can't put it in the dishwasher. Only the lid can go in the dishwasher.
You mean like the electrical?
Well, even
deep
fryer? That part that comes out. Yeah, I put the other one in the dishwasher. I don't think you were ever supposed to.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, I mean, if you take all the stuff off of it and let it dry out before you plug it back in.
Before you plug it back, it's like I'm just gonna take the oven out real quick and take it to the car wash. I'm gonna take the cord out. Obviously, but I gotta wash my oven.
I read the instructions.
Yeah.
This time.
On the new one, not on the old one, obviously.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know one of my biggest fears as a kid?
I can't wait to cook in it, though. Go ahead.
I can't wait to eat it.
Some serious French fries coming soon.
Oh, I believe it. I'm ready.
Nathan's, please.
Yeah, I'm going to do homemade.
Homemade even better.
Ooh. Okay, I got to get some of that. I got to try that.
Homemade. Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
My biggest fear as a kid was taking a tub and somehow the jam box falling over into the tub and me electrocuting. Huge fear of mine.
Your kid, right?
No, because I've seen it on some horror movie.
Are you serious?
Yes, 100%.
Final Destination.
It wouldn't have been that. No, could have been like Freddy Krueger, original Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe. Those were so bad. Have you ever gone back and watched?
Yes. I love the original Halloween. I love the original Halloween.
Bro, there's a scene in the original Nightmare on Elm Street where someone falls off a staircase and you can see the mattress they land on, bro. Yeah. It's that bad.
There's so many, like, if you look up stuff like that, there's a lot of older movies where, like, stuff like that just happened and they're just like, well, we're not going to go back and reshoot it. We got a budget.
Too much money. Keep it rolling, Robin.
Movies didn't make that much money back then. There wasn't that much money.
Sure did.
Yeah.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
This isn't going to mean anything to Chris, but I do want to interject. I was watching a video on my phone earlier tonight, and apparently it was Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Comes on.
Yeah.
And it was the whole Terry Gordy story.
I bet that was good.
Yeah, it was real good. I know it doesn't mean anything to you, Chris, but it was
fabulous. Freebirds.
Did you realize he died at 40? That's he was young. Only 40 years old.
How did he die?
Heart attack.
Ooh, drug related?
Nope. But he did OD, went into a coma, and that messed him up.
I would say that was drug-related.
I'd say it about 4 or 5 years before he died.
Right.
Was he in a coma?
He tried to come back into wrestling because he wasn't the same. He wasn't the same anymore because
okay,
he had lost some.
So OD, coma, came out of coma.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
I thought you just said he was chilling in a coma for like 4 or 5 years.
No. Then he died. No.
Not drug related.
No.
Like, I'm not sure.
But he OD'd on pills, and I never knew that until I went on Wikipedia, obviously, and looked it up. I mean, not that I didn't believe it, but looked it up, and I was like, I can't believe that he was only 40 years old.
I didn't realize that either. It is a very small list of wrestlers who were not strung out on some type of drugs.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Very small list.
I bet.
And even that list, I would question if they're being honest or not. I'm sure Hulk Hogan's name would be on there because he's a big, fat liar anyway. But
that's true. I don't
Sorry, brother. I shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. I don't get that one either.
Dude, you should do some research, man. Do a deep dive. Go down the rabbit hole. Come on,
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, man.
No, man, I'm all right.
No.
He'd rather not.
Listen, I'm already fighting for like 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
I don't see how you missed that, though.
What do you mean?
Wrestling. I don't see how that never.
Oh, it was there.
Yeah, it was there. We just didn't watch it. I don't think my dad was into it. Okay. Mom was probably not into it.
Okay.
I don't think
mom was into it either.
I had a friend who was very into it, and like we would go over and play the video game, wrestle on the trampoline.
Uh-huh.
And I know some of, like, the big stars
uh-huh.
that, like, if you weren't under a rock, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
name some.
When I was young.
Yeah, name some.
It was, like, WCW mm-hmm. was around. And then you had, what was it, NWO.
Okay.
You had, like, Sting.
Okay.
Very good.
And Hulk was still doing it. Stone Cold.
Who?
Hogan.
Very good.
Before his reality TV show.
Very nice.
Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
You had
The Nature Boy.
Goldberg.
Okay.
Bill Goldberg. No one liked him.
You.
No yeah. one liked him.
Okay.
In real, this is real life.
Rey Mysterio.
Ray Ray.
Mm-hmm.
From Down Under.
Not
really.
Triple H.
Okay.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
I'm sure I could come up with
a few more. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
That was way before.
I don't think I've heard of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Dusty Rhodes.
I heard of Dusty Rhodes.
Thank God.
I heard another one, but I'm not really trying to get into that one.
Michael P.S. Hayes.
No,
who was that?
Not.
He was
a fabulous Freebird.
He was in the Freebirds with Terry Gordy.
Bam, bam.
Okay.
Terry
okay.
Bam Bam Gordy.
Kane the Undertaker.
Okay, he's a politician now.
You
okay.
know? Who?
Kane.
No.
He was the governor, bro.
Who was the governor?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
I don't even live in the continental United States.
Jesse Ventura.
I would vote
for
neither of them.
Right? He was like the first one that was
I was the governor of Minnesota.
I'm a wrestler. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not. You know
I gave the key to the city to Prince before he changed his name to a symbol.
That is sadly a pretty good impression.
Thanks. I work on it all the time, bro.
Sadly, yeah.
In the mirror at home.
Yeah, I really do.
Baby, baby, you in bed yet? You awake? Wake up.
I need to hear
I want you to hear this impression of Jesse the Body Ventura. I don't even live in the continental United States. I live down in the Baja.
Listen, I believe he said those exact words.
He did.
He studied it.
He said it all.
Hey, listen, I, you know.
Let me tell you something about you that you don't know, Theo Vaughn.
So that's pretty much what it was. Like, whenever my friends had, we played video games. But, like, I didn't – it wasn't, like, a staple as it was for a lot of people.
It wasn't like you sat down.
What was it, Monday Night Raw and Thursday Night SmackDown? Isn't that right?
It was Monday Night Raw, and Raw was WCW.
Yeah.
And then
no, Raw was WWF.
Okay, and then there was Nitro.
Yeah.
Nitro was Monday Night. They went head up. They went like same time slot.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. They were in a war.
WCW.
They were in a war, man. And it really tilted the scales when they came with NWO.
I like Sting.
Yeah, I like Sting.
Thought Sting was cool. He'd like come down from the top.
He just retired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just retired?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I don't watch it, but, I mean, I see this thing. I don't watch it.
It's okay for you to watch it.
I don't.
I've seen the VHS recordings upstairs.
It's changed too much now. I mean, I'd watch
it. I saw one the other day, Monday Night Raw, 7:24.
Yeah.
On the VCR. Yeah. Got us recording up there.
Y'all, I got wrestling recording now. Y'all don't change that channel in there now.
How long did he wrestle for?
40 years.
Was it 40?
I don't know.
It's got to be at least 40.
It's close to. No, it wouldn't be. No, I would say probably 30.
I'll be 36 in like 2 weeks. So.
38. Not quite 40. He's a real good dude, too, like in real life. He's like born again believer. Yeah, like he's.
That's cool.
Yeah. He, as a matter of fact, I was reading something on someone just today who had, who was the wrestler? Who was it?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
No, it wasn't Jake the Snake.
Shawn Michaels.
Tell you something, Sting. When I meet you in the squared circle. Yeah.
Randy.
Rowdy Piper.
No, someone did.
Has somebody said that one yet?
But that's a good one.
I'm coming over more.
He was like in real life, he was a badass in real life.
He was bad.
He wouldn't need it. Because these guys, man, that's the greatest stuff now since we've gotten like older and to go back and to hear them like get honest and tell the truth about behind the the curtain and all that. They'd go out, man, and because you got to think, like, they come to Macon, Georgia, to the Macon Coliseum in the 80s, 90s, and be popping. But then you got like 25, 30 year old grown men that like are into that, but then they go out like after the show to the bars or whatever, and then they hear that. You know how word travels, man. Oh, man, they're coming down here to limousines, down here, Ric Flair's. They're going to try them, bro. You get some alcohol in them, and they're going to be popping off at the mouth thinking that they're the next tough guy in town because they won a tough man contest when they were 18 at their high school or something like that. And these jokers, they didn't just, like, lay down, bro. Like, some of these wrestlers would, like, get in there and get down with them.
Oh, I bet.
You know, they enjoyed it. They liked it. And that's neat to read about now. The ones that would. I'm just glad I didn't ever get in there and mix with none of them.
I can't believe he didn't.
Vince probably would have hired
him. Vince McMahon.
Very right? Good.
I know. Vince McMahon. He owned something.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He owns a prison sentence now. Just kidding.
All for you, Vince.
Just kidding, Vince.
Well, not really, but
yeah.
I mean, not kidding, but just joking.
I got a question. I noticed on the big screen monitor we have over there, my shirt doesn't look dark blue. It looks light blue.
That's my shirt.
No, I'm talking about mine.
Do you know where you are on the big monitor?
Yeah, I'm on the far left.
You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. Who is it I did that to? I wanted to do that too.
Those are two very different statements.
Usually, if I want to do it to someone, I'm going to end up doing it.
It's just a matter of time.
Like in a grocery store or something, I was going to go up to somebody. And I can't remember.
Just like a stranger at the grocery store?
Yeah.
y'all are weird, man.
No. I wasn't going to. No. It wasn't that I was going to go up to them. It was like the next. It was like I was going to go in the grocery store and have that. Because you know how I am with music cues. I was going to that. I was going to have that queued up and ready to go. And just like walk down the aisles and just hang out and let someone come. Because then I guarantee in 15 minutes, someone's going to come up and be like, do you know where the. Parmesan cheese is, and I was gonna go. Do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, no. Baby.
Listen,
the cheese is over there.
No, Kroger, would you do that?
To the Kroger.
If you were looking for something at Kroger. And there was a guy,
yeah, bro,
walking around,
absolutely,
with like classic rock playing.
No, it's not gonna be playing. You gotta have it paused so that as soon as they ask you to be cute.
Oh, I thought you were like walking. No, so you're walk around until somebody at this store needs to find something that he doesn't know where it is. Doesn't know the layout of this store.
And I was gonna look at him all crazy. Do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby.
I believe you 100%.
I know you do because you've been with me when I've done stuff like that.
Oh my god, dude. I can't remember how many times there were.
What about the milkshake?
That's so legendary, man. That's so legendary.
What was it that we said? We were coming back from Atlanta.
Yeah, we were at a work trip. We were coming back from Atlanta, and we stopped at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, to get milkshake.
Just to get milkshake. It was just a long day, hot day. You know what I mean? We're gonna get something cool down, and. You were driving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I have the video somewhere.
Yeah, I was driving. You videoed it.
Oh, God, I'll have to go back and find that. That may be lost forever, but we'll see.
Aaron Hernandez.
so he's doing at the thing, and we're like, you know, inching forward. You know how to drive through. You ever been to a drive through? Mm-hmm, you know, you don't just be done with it. There's a game of tag. You play with a few other cars. So we're like tagging our way up there, and he's just like, hold on, man, watch this. Get your camera, get your. And I can't remember what I always said, but that's what he pulled up.
I queued the song up.
He queued up, "My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard." And he, like, cut it all the way up. And then when we pull up to get the milkshake, it's like, "My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard."
And so when he's handing me the milkshakes, I'm like, "We'll tell the boys you said hello or something." What was it that I said?
We'll keep a lookout for the boys or something. It was.
We'll keep a lookout for the boys.
Yeah. Listen,
yard.
It was so funny. This poor kid was just like, oh, okay. You know, some people are like laughing or whatever.
17, he's just like, second week at work.
Yeah. He's just like, please, God, take your milkshakes and leave.
You don't even have to pay.
Just get out of the truck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man, it was, golly, I've got to see if I can find that video.
I tried to give a receipt back through the window the other day. Like, you know, when you hand them your card and they take the card, you pay for it, and then they hand you back the card and the receipt.
Sure. Almost stapled together.
Almost, bro. I took it, and then I like grabbed the card between these two fingers and did a little roller move on them, and I went back to hand the receipt. She goes, "I can't, you done touched it."
Dang. Oh. Caught her with a catch 22 with a little bit of that
legal
procedure in right there. You know what I'm saying? Knob's yours now. Subpoenaed his ass.
Got me.
Yeah.
So later on that night, whoever was sweeping up under that window got to sweep.
Subpoenaed back. That's a different way you can play drive through tag.
I really didn't, but I wanted to.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that is pretty good. That's pretty funny. That was so fast. That I forgot all good, about that. Right? That was good. Legendary.
I love drive through shenanigans, man.
Yeah.
I really do. I can especially attend. Like unplanned.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that one was kind of planned, but they didn't know what I was about to do. So
that's
kind of unplanned. It's good stuff, man.
Do you cook up stuff in your head for like future theoretical possible moments? Mm-mm. I will sometimes. Like I'll have a good idea about it.
Okay, let me tell you about it. I do that. Yes.
Like, I'll come up with something funny or, like, an idea, and then, like, okay, well, obviously, I need these things to happen, and I'll just kind of, like, throw it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't really, like, go out of my way to make those happen, but if they do, just know that your boy's ready.
He's ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ready.
Got one ready.
Yeah.
No win.
I think I'm the best spontaneous, though.
Yeah, no, you're you know, very like, good at just.
Especially, like, if I'm in a really good mood, you know, and things are just clicking and. and I'm hitting a drive through or something like that, you know, and I catch somebody that's, I feel like, able to enjoy the moment as well, then I'm going to go out and see what we can get done.
Hang out with them for 24 hours if you don't believe them. It'll happen, I promise you. Mm-hmm. Multiple times, probably.
Yeah, you're all welcome to.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
What's the time looking like? I can't see.
We're at 43 minutes.
43.
It's perfect.
I'm not mad about it. Oh, I do want to ask on camera, what did I say last week about you trading in your Toyota or something like that? I was like, I'm going to have to go back and look at it. Week before last, not the one that just came out. The before that, we were talking about.
What do you mean, what about it?
I can't remember what we were jokingly talking about your Tacoma.
Mm-hmm. And the shape it's in.
And it's having a skip in it. And I was like, bring it on down and trade it.
And I said something about the transmission skipping a little bit. And you're like, no. We don't tell them that. You know
what I'm saying? That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Because the other day I was in Lonnie's office and he was like, tell your brother bring him in that Tacoma. And I was like, what? And he goes, when's your brother bringing that Tacoma down here? And I was like, what? He goes, the one's got the skip in it. And I was like, But you listen to my man. Yeah, I don't think he watches on YouTube. I think he listens to it. But yeah, bro.
Hey, that's
we haven't talked, about the podcast in several weeks. Now I've been begging him to come on. And we just hadn't talked about it in a few weeks. I just assumed he had quit watching, but no, tripped me out. And then I was like, oh my God, what did I say?
Yeah, that's what it was. You just
I assume people quit watching too. I have people to be like, hey, I saw this episode. This was funny or whatever. And then I don't hear anything for several weeks. I'm going, yeah, they dropped off.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore.
And I understand, man. Life gets busy.
Very busy.
You know, life happens. Life gets busy. But I am proud to say that I didn't promote it at all on Facebook or send it out like I do in the text messages. And we had over 100 on this past one.
Definitely better than where we once were.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Still remember some of them 30, 40, 50 weeks.
Yeah. Sitting right over on that couch.
Mm. Oh, God, the couch era.
Kittens and golf or something like that.
Yeah.
The couch era. The couch arc, if you will.
Yeah, that was, what, 2 weeks?
That's crazy.
God, it was probably longer than that.
It was longer than that.
Did we do it for longer than 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was like a month.
Probably a month.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, it was a tough time.
Yeah, it was.
We were still figuring ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We was like little adolescents. You know,
yeah, just figuring out who we were. You know what I mean?
Well, that and they repossessed the couch we were sitting on.
True. Freaking Badcock don't play, boy. One payment, they're in your door, man.
They was at it. You know, busting your door. That's how we got the brick done so fast. Is they went ahead and took the whole wall out. And Brian just came in and put up brick
so they could get that couch and love seat out of here. Just pull onto the back, Rowdy. Pull onto the back.
I know where it's at. I seen it on that stupid podcast they do. Just back into this wall right there.
It's down there. It's down there in that studio, they call it.
Yeah. Go out there to that Badcock and see if they want for repo your stuff.
Yeah.
They come in and get it.
They ain't never repoed one for me. Center. They ain't never repoed one for me because I didn't have the credit to get one.
Listen, me and Brian back in the day, we walk into Rent-A-Center, couldn't get credit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Zero credit, zero down.
Zero down, $70 for the first week. You pay the first payment now. Oh, man, I know how to have the first payment.
I know I had to have some money. I was just going to give it to
me. Oh, man.
Oh, the days.
Back in the day. Well, close it out, man.
I am. Listen, everybody, we appreciate you tuning in, listening throughout this entire episode. We hope you enjoyed something. If you did, comment down below what your favorite part was. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe button if you haven't already. Big shout out to our massive sponsors that we have, Buckeye Preferred Services and Custom Sawmilling, huge supporters of the podcast. And we appreciate everything they do. Definitely the links to their web pages will be in the description of this video as always. Give them a link if you're in the market for whatever they decide, for whatever they're selling or doing. You will not regret it. We have some t-shirts.
Just a couple.
Get them while they're hot. Out of the dryer. Maybe. coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. That's where you can find us at. Reach out. We'll make sure you get a t-shirt. And that's it. That's it. That wraps up episode 59. And y'all have a wonderful week. And we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.